I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
You're smoking crack!
What's going on? It's World Hockey Report. Cody Jansen with you here. Woo! We're coming in hot, I'm sorry. Blowing out your eardrums there. Maybe the volume was up a little bit too much. What's going on? It's Cody Jansen Wednesday, hanging out with you from the beautiful Pro Rock Broadcast Studios in Alberta. We're going to talk everything hockey, and yeah, join the conversation today. I see Glenn's already in there. We got a ton of questions on Twitter. We will get to all of those, I promise you. Jamal, what's going on, buddy? What do you want to talk about, Jamal? Get in the conversation. Talk about whatever you got going on. We'll talk hockey. Glenn's got Pittsburgh Penguins comments in there. We're going to get to that. Tons to talk about. NHL last night. Well, you know, the Wild and Oilers, obviously that stole the show in my mind. If you got a different game you want to talk about, you can join the conversation right now. I want to know, you know, what was the game of the night last night for you? Because I think the Wild and Oilers had all the antics. Sure, it was awesome to see the Flames come back. Sure, the Blues and Boston was a battle. Sure, the Caps went and put up a million goals on the Flyers. I don't know. I thought Minnie and Edmonton, yeah, I mean, the Wild kind of took over and dominated. Jamal, am I an Oilers fan? No, that's Adam. Adam's the Oilers fan of World Hockey Report. I'm the most neutral, unbiased journalist there is on the internet. So, yeah, I would never have a favorite team. I'm a World Hockey Report fan. Gerard, what's going on, buddy? Who's the best defenseman in the NHL? Now, okay, you say best defenseman. I'm assuming you mean who is the best, as in if I had to take one today, who would I want? Or am I talking about who's having the best season, Gerard? Because if it's who's having the best season, I think Roman Josi's the obvious answer there. If I had to talk about who's the best, who am I taking number one? It's Cale Makar, hands down. I think 32 GMs would agree with that. But Roman Josi right now, he's having the best season. Isaac, what's going on? So you're a Flames fan. Hey, I grew up close to Calgary, so I would say the Flames were probably the first team I cheered for. Huge Mika Kiprusoff fan. Shout out 04. The puck was in. But, yeah, I mean, I don't own any jerseys. It's not like I'm dedicated to watching one team every night. So, I mean, you could call me a Flames fan from a kid day, but, you know, do I have a jersey now? Do I have a favorite team I'm choosing for? Am I losing sleep over a team? No, it certainly ain't the Flames, that's for sure. Roman Josi's so good, so is Makar. I agree, Ivan. What's going on, Romanov? Hey, like, Josi's having a disgusting season. I mean, he's been phenomenal, and there's so much talent there. But I still think when you say who is the best defenseman right now in the NHL, I got a hard time picking against Cale Makar. I do. I don't know. Maybe I'm off there. But let me know if you're in the conversation. Join it right now. We're coming to you live on 12 Ounce Sports and the Hockey Podcast Network. Glenn's on Facebook says, is one of the reasons why the Pittsburgh Penguins are just 3-7 in the last 10 games is because of non-COVID illness and what head coach Mike Sullivan admitted, holy, this is a message in a book. I'm sorry you got to listen through this one. After the game over the last couple of weeks of this hockey team, they're in danger of facing Florida in round one. Are they actually better suited to play Florida in round one than the New York Rangers? Well, I don't know who's suited to play Florida. I think you want to play the Rangers over Florida. I think Shesterkin's not proven in playoffs, so why not take a crack at him versus Florida, who's deep? Kevin 7-11 says Timberwolves in the playoffs. What a play-in game last night, eh? Like, I can't stand the NBA, but Timberwolves fans were losing their minds. I mean, holy shit, they're gluing themselves to the court. They're all in on a playoff run here. So shout out, Kevin. If you're a Timberwolves fan, what's up? Great time of year. Beast in JA7. Beast Ninja. You gotta include your name at the end. I can't read these names off on the fly. What teams are hot right now? Well, Minnesota seems to be doing pretty damn fine for themselves. I don't know. There's teams starting to heat up in weird times, and there's also, you know, your consistency throughout the season, like Florida's been. You know, the Canes and Rangers, the Rangers actually of recent have kind of started to impress me. Like, I hate to say, they got a chance to finish top of the Metro. Would I like to see it? No, not really. I mean, sorry, kid. I'm not a huge Rangers guy for you. But also, like, you know, the Caps could get hot here again and pass the Pens. They're 3 points back of them right now, and they've got two games in hand. So could Pittsburgh be bumped down to a wild card spot and have to face a team, as, you know, Glenn said, like Florida? Or can you grind it out and get the Rangers in the first round, which I clearly think you want? JT Ramirez is in the chat. My team in NHL 22 franchise mode is stacked. I got Alex Pietrangelo, Roman Josi, and Cale Makar. Well, JT, the big question, what console are you playing it on? Are you an Xbox? Are you a PlayStation guy? Are you playing it on a PC, computer, whatever? I don't know. Let me know, JT, what's going on here. It's a beautiful Wednesday outside. I know in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, everyone is getting snow like crazy. And so, hey, we are thinking about you. I know that's kind of a scary time. Like, you can laugh about it. It's just a snowstorm in April. But end of the day, hopefully none of the power goes out. No serious, stuff happens. Chandler Stevenson says, wow. Is that Chandler Stevenson with an Alexei Lafreniere emoji? I don't know. I is your actual name Chandler Stevenson? If so, shout out Saskatchewan. What's up? You're welcome in the chat for sure. Rangers are good, but I hope we go far in playoffs. Well, everyone hopes their team goes far in playoffs, Chandler. I think that goes without saying. Can you pass the Canes, though? I'm interested. And let me know what you think, Chandler, because I think the Rangers, as they've been playing right now, again, the Canes are lucky they've got a couple of loser points in overtime. Not to say the Rangers are a better team, but there's a chance you get hot here. I don't know if the Rangers play the Canes one more time left in the season or not. I'd have to look at the schedule coming up here for them. Yeah, they lost to them last night. Okay, they lost to them last night 4-2. So that sucks. But you get them one more time. So there is still a chance. Tyler's in the chat. Hi, Cody. What's up, cool? What's going on? TK, big things coming up here. JT says Xbox. Okay, I like Xbox. I fully admittedly am not a gamer anymore, but I did have an Xbox 360 back in the day. I don't even remember. I wasn't good at gaming or anything. Like, I'm a Super Nintendo fan. But Xbox is pretty cool. Who's your goalie in NHL 22 franchise mode? Like, who's... I don't even know who the best... You know, probably Shesterkin's probably the best overall goalie, right, by ratings? I would have to assume. Gerard, LOL, Chandler Stevenson from the Golden Knights. That's what confused me, Gerard. See? That's what I was confused about, was he's got a New York Rangers emoji there, but his name is Chandler Stevenson. So which one is it? Are you cheer for two teams, Gerard? I don't know. Kyle Scott, what's up, Cody? What's good, Cody? Hey, is that a Clippers logo? Kyle? What's up? Let's go, Clippers. No, actually, they lost last night, didn't they? I don't know. The NBA is wild. Like, the only thing I've seen is Patrick Beverley just buzzing around the floor like they won Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And then you got a Minnesota Timberwolves fan who glued herself to the floor. Like, I thought Ryan Hartman flipping off Evander Kane was the wildest thing that would happen last night. Nope. The NBA just put everything into a whirlwind there. My goalie's Grubauer. Rangers are a buyer, unfortunately. I think, guys, can we talk about that Colorado-Seattle goalie situation for a second? Tyler, I know you're a goalie guy. I know you're going to have some thoughts here. You know, if Grubauer re-signs in Colorado, do the Oilers get Darcy Kemper? And does that completely change this organization? Like, did Philip Grubauer single-handedly screw over the Edmonton Oilers? Because if Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl don't win a Stanley Cup in their time in Edmonton, can we look back at one decision and say, without Philip Grubauer leaving Colorado, Kemper goes to Edmonton, and the Oilers have a great chance at going on a deep playoff run and winning a cup? Like, is that crazy to think about? Again, join the conversation. We're hanging out with you. It's Cody Jansen. Follow me on Twitter at Janner on PXP on Twitter. Connect with us anytime at World Hockey RPT as well. We're on 12 Ounce Sports Hockey Pod Network today. JT Ramirez, I have like no picks. You got to trade him. I mean, if you're playing NHL, just trade away everything. Go for the cup. It's all money. You know, it's all, you know, free Monopoly money at that point. Kevin 711 says Rem Pitlick's good. I wish the Wild kept Rem Pitlick. Chandler Stevenson, surreal name from New Jersey. That's awesome, Chandler. Well, what's going on here? Rangers fan. Do we want to talk about Kaapo Kakko or Alexei Lafreniere? I know Rangers fans, it's kind of a touchy topic for them, but they got some interesting things there. Kevin, I mean, I get it. The Wild, they probably wanted to keep a young guy like Pitlick, but end of the day, if you don't have full, you know, room for him, I love what the Wild did. I've talked about it before. Like, we'll chirp the Wild takes, guys. And they submitted a question here. I got to find this one. I got to go back. Oh, the Wild takes boys are hilarious. Shout out 10K. Y'all are awesome. Their question for us is, I got a question. Why is Edmonton trash? Well, I mean, is that a fair question? Like, Edmonton, they're not trash, but also they're third in the Pacific. Second in the Pacific? Yeah, they're second in the Pacific now. And they just got absolutely clapped by the Minnesota Wild. Kyle Scott, Clippers choke. Kyle, is that a Clippers logo on your YouTube, though? I can't see it. Like, it's so small on here. I'm trying to go off the restream chat. It doesn't show up in the join the conversation. I don't know. Maybe I got to fire my producer and figure something out there. Gerard, go Rams, go Raptors, go Leafs, go Blue Jays. Now, the LA, why would you pick one random LA team out of there and cheer for the rest of Toronto teams? Leafs, Blue Jays, Raptors? I would love to see the Raptors go on another run. I mean, say what you want. I can't stand the NBA at its finest. But, like, you know, when Jurassic Park was buzzing, that was pretty fun. The Leafs, I couldn't care less about them. I mean, Buffalo just took them back to school last night. Shout out Owen Power, first game plus two. Not a big deal. Easy league. Glenn, is Jack Hughes a top 10, 15 player in the NHL? No. No, Glenn, that's unbelievably, that's outrageous. I don't think he's a top 20 player in the NHL. Is Jack Hughes a top 10 or 15 player in the NHL? If one of you in the chat right now agrees that Jack Hughes is a top 15 player, I would love to hear that argument. Ivan says, go Habs, 2023 champs. I want to see Carey Price back with the Habs. I really do, Ivan. I think that is, you know, one of the guys who I really enjoyed watching, and I would love to see him back. Like, great feel-good story. I like what Marty St. Louis brought. I think he's bringing a lot out of some of these young guys as well. Adam says, Oilers didn't get Kemper because they wanted to pay Arizona asking price for Kemper. Because they want to pay. No, they didn't want to pay. And it came down to the prospect, from what I've been told, from everything I've heard, is that it was probably going to cost them a young defenseman. Maybe that's Broberg. Maybe that's Nima Leinen. Samarukov. And, you know, I think you have to pay the price for a starting goaltender. I think you're going to look back, you're going to shake your head, and you're going to say, holy, we really messed up by not going after Darcy Kemper. And that's why I say Philip Grubauer could have sewered Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl's career here. Because if Ken Holland doesn't go out and get a goalie this offseason, I'm sorry, where's this team going? Like, how many years away is Stuart Skinner from becoming a legit elite number one? How many years, how many seasons is Stuart Skinner going to have to play to put up Darcy Kemper-like numbers? It's an insane amount. Like, I don't know. I'm interested. Again, get your thoughts in the chat. Ivan says Lightning COVID Cup doesn't count. Hey, Ivan, I kind of agree with you there. I think the Lightning are semi-frauds. You don't win it in a bubble. Let someone else win. Let the Dallas Stars win. Be a nice guy. Habs last place. Coyotes poverty franchise. Man, how many tickets? They had 18,000 tickets up for sale the other night in their rink. 18,000 tickets for sale. That's just embarrassing. I mean, I don't care. You want to move the team from Glendale? Do something, because it ain't working. Send them to Houston. Gerard, no, Jack Hughes isn't a top 15 player. I agree. Glenn says, I agree 100% with you, Cody. There's a foolish New Jersey Devils fan that has told me recently, and I wanted your opinion on it. That's why I asked. Well, hey, tell that New Jersey Devils fan to get in the chat, and let's have that conversation. Because Jack Hughes, that ain't no top 15 player in the league. JT Ramirez says the Habs will be good next year. On what basis, JC, do you think that they're going to be good? And, you know, maybe Ivan chime in here as well. Where is the brightest spot for this team that makes people think they can go on a run? Because when they went on a run, they built from the back end out. They had great goaltending, they had great defense, and they had some contributions from up front. So where are they rebuilding those parts? I'm interested. Let me know. Like, they got some good young pieces. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, losing Philip Deneau, that's going to hurt. especially down the middle, and that center depth is so big. I'm interested to see where they go from here. Kilo says Price will go to the Red Wings. Well, they just signed Magnus Hellberg, who's basically Mikko Koskinen 2.0. Like, let's be real here. They ain't moving too much with Magnus Hellberg. But again, he's a big KHL goalie. He's had some success. Legit, Mikko Koskinen 2.0. Ivan, Caulfield and Suzuki, I fully get that, but where's on the back end? Defense wins the championship. I want to know, who are they bringing back on the defense, or who are they developing? Who's going to eat those big minutes? Your Sherratts, your Webbers, you know, Jeff Petrie, Kulak was a solid depth defenseman. Like, when they went on a run, they had an elite top four that was as good as Tampa's. Maybe not as good, but right there, second to only Tampa. Isaac Frost says, Red Wings, the Red Wings have several elite players according to Chell. Isaac, who on Chell, like, what is it? Probably Larkin, Moritz Seider, Lucas Raymond. Are those the elite players on Chell? Again, not an NHL guy, but I love hearing the talk about it. Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. JT, I don't know how we're getting to the Cowboys talk here, but I don't see the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. The Chicago Bears have just as good of a chance. Will Miller says, go Blues. Will, I'm curious about the goaltending controversy, and I want your opinion here. Does Binnington have what it takes to get back to being a starter in this league? Or is he now just an overpaid backup? I get it, you gotta pay him. And I would have paid him too. I probably would have paid him more because I'm an idiot. But like, is this a guy who can regain his form? I get Husso's the starter, but what do you do with him? He's a UFA. Are you gonna sign him and pay, you know, what's Binnington at? $6 million? Off the top of my head, it's around six, I believe. And Husso's a starter, so what do you pay him? Can you give him five? And now you've got $11 million tied up in your goaltenders? Ivan, don't remind me. Hey, Ivan, I'm not taking shots at you or Habs fans. I mean, the league's a better place when they're doing good because that means the league's in a good place. But I just want to see them, you know, build a little bit more from the back end out. I really had higher hopes for Caden Primo. I still think, you know, maybe there's some pieces Montreal can build around. I don't know, JT, Cowboys 2023 champs. Andrew, what's going on? Andrew, you got anything you want to talk about from last night? We've hit every single team in the league except for the Calgary Flames last night. And they spoiled Matty Bernier's debut. So sorry about that, Matty. But, I mean, it's cool to see all these Michigan kids going like Owen Power. That's awesome. I love the transition. I really do. I think that it's cool to see these guys sign and finish off the year. But I don't know. The place where college hockey's at right now, like, shout out Denver University. Congrats on winning. It really just doesn't have that lust for me as a Canadian. Where I used to really enjoy it. I used to always watch the Beanpot. I used to always watch the Frozen Four. Now if I catch the highlights, I'm fine. Ivan, I'm sad we had a great team, but we don't have as good of a team anymore. And that's fair. I think there's going to be a building block. I think that Kent Hughes is going to help. I think he understands the negotiation table. I think he knows how to finagle a few players here and there. And I think they are going to start drafting a little bit better and building a team from the back end out again. Because now you've got guys like Caulfield and Suzuki. You've got some of that firepower up front already. Like, that's where you're at. Kevin 711 says, I've won as many Super Bowls as the Vikings. Kevin, you got to be a Minnesota guy here. What's my favorite team in each league? I got to go through each league. Okay. Let's opt out of the NHL. I'll pick that at the end. MLB, that's an easy one. Chicago Cubs. NFL, Chicago Bears. NBA, probably the Raptors. Like, I mean, I don't mind the Bulls, but I would say the Raptors are probably my go-to team. NHL, I mean, the Flames have to be up there because that's who I cheered for as a kid. But at the end of the day, I cheer for where my buddies are now. You know, I cheer for the guys that I know. I don't really, you know, give a damn what team they're on. If I know them or if they're Sasky guys, that's who I'm cheering for. Glenn, I feel like the Nashville Predators are a dark horse contender in the Western Conference, Cody. Agree or disagree and why? I don't think Nashville's a contender. They got one good defenseman. They got a decent goaltender. They don't have depth. I love Tanner Jeannot. I think he's an absolute beast. I think he's the perfect playoff player. But there's nothing that really scares me. Like, I don't see UC Saros, and I don't go, oh my goodness, that's an unbeatable goaltender right now. Like, that's a guy who's in a conversation for top five in the league. Not a guaranteed top five lock of a goaltender. He's good. But, like, you know, they beat a team like San Jose 1-0. The Sharks suck. The Sharks are a terrible hockey team. And Nashville barely gets by him in overtime. Like, I don't know. I don't see much in Nashville. And correct me if I'm wrong. Hey, one of the questions we did pose to, I don't think it got in the YouTube chat or it may have gone down, is, you know, what team currently in a playoff spot do you think is going to be out of a playoff spot by the end of the regular season? That's mostly in the West. When you think about, you know, a couple of those teams competing, whether it's Dallas, whether it is Nashville, whether it is LA, Isaac Frost says Nashville's bad. Adam, apology. I'm at work trying not to get caught. I meant the others didn't want to pay the price. Well, what's up, Adam? I mean, hey, sometimes you got to do it at work, right? It's lunch break. Tell your bosses to kick rocks. You're tweaking if you think Nashville's winning anything. I agree, Isaac. I agree. So, you know, Glenn, to call him your dark horse, I mean, that's a very dark horse. But I don't see them having much to build off of for, you know, come playoff time. Because you need that depth. Like, where is their depth come playoff time? Where is it coming from? You can have some good pieces. End of the day, if you don't have the full puzzle, then you're going to be the Florida Panthers and you're losing out first round no matter what. Okay, I asked it on Twitter, which team you can chime in to join the conversation at World Hockey RPT on Twitter. Banuan says, it's not very likely, but there's a chance Washington can pass Pittsburgh. Well, yeah, but I don't. Then Pittsburgh wouldn't be out of the playoffs. They'd just be in a wild card spot. Derek O'Brien, the Kings. Tyler Cash says, hoping it's the LA Kings. What's going on, Casher? Hopefully it's the Kings. Yeah, that would mean Vegas probably gets in. Persian Hockey Gal says Golden Knights. Well, they're not in a playoff spot. Vegas isn't, so. Rudy's on duty says everyone's staying put. Off the Wall says nobody. Playoff teams now are your playoff teams. D says the LA Kings. Jeff says the Stars. Elias says the Kings. Washington isn't as good. But is Washington playing better than the Pittsburgh Penguins right now? Well, that's the issue, is that I agree. I don't think Washington scares anyone come playoff time. But the way Pittsburgh's been playing, it hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows on their side. Sean Cosgrove, what's the point of having a 6'7 goalie if he gets beat upstairs on low angle shots versus Fiala? Sean, you could be the goalie coach right now. Like, I don't got answers. I wasn't a great goaltender myself, but I fully agree with you, Sean. What is the point of having a 6'7 goaltender if he's going down on his knees early, if he's getting caught too deep in his crease? Like, he doesn't utilize that size at all. Where Henrik Lundqvist wasn't big, but he utilized his size to the max. He played great positionally. He played a great blocking style. If Mikko Koskinen could figure out 1/10 of what Henrik Lundqvist had with positioning and using your body, he would be a 9-10 plus goaltender. So I don't know, Sean. Let me know your point there. Also, Sean, I'm interested, since you got to be a Wild fan here. Who starts game one? Is it Fleury? Is it Talbot? I think Minnesota's got the best 1-2 punch in the league. Isaac Frost says Marlins are trash. I don't know. Who's a Marlins fan here? We also got Will saying the Cardinals are going to win 12 World Series. BC Hockey Podcast. No Canucks hat. Come on, Cody. Hey, you better blame Jeff Bezos there. It ain't knocking at the door yet. It's on the way. BC Hockey Podcast. What's going on? It's cool, too. You're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. Will Miller. Nick Letty's good. Red Wings. Thought we got fleeced. I like Letty. I think he brings a lot of good depth. Boy, he can still move his boots, too. Damn it, Jeffrey, not again. Bezos is too worried about catching a flight here. Alrighty, I want to run through the Evander Kane and Ryan Hartman situation. I've got the clip teed up. We got a ton of answers and questions I still got to get to. Haven't got to all of them. We'll see if we get to it. But I want to run the pack I had made up. Shout out to the producer. Shout out the producer of the show here. Oops, I just hit mute on my own mic. Okay, I'm going to roll this back, but I want your thoughts after on just the Hartman-Kane situation. I thought it was a funny one.
And now Kaprizov joins that fight. Evander Kane, Kaprizov drops the stick. Will he drop the gloves? Well, you just know with Kaprizov, he is not going to back down from anybody. He doesn't care if you're Evander Kane. He doesn't care who you are. Teams have tried to rough him up to see if he'll go away. Ryan Hartman is jumping in there. Linesman in between both of them, and we'll see how that develops as this game goes on. Ryan Hartman, we all know he's got a little sandpaper to his game.
You know, it took all five guys and couldn't bring me down, so it's something I definitely would have liked to get loose, let's put it that way. These little guys, they want to act tough, but they wait for the linesman to come in.
You assume he might get a fine for the gesture. I don't know if you know, like, you think your teammates might help him.
Yeah, well worth it.
You can tell the type of players each guy is, right? We have five guys defending our guy, and they had none, so that goes to show.
A lot of words. A lot of words there. And I'm interested, what side are you on? What side are you on? Like, the Evander Kane comments, it's funny, you know, you bring up the little guys. Like, you don't want to go as far as Zadina when he's, you know, that almost got him canceled from the NHL. Hartman over Kane, JT, I agree. Like, would you take the fine if you're in his shoes? I don't know. What do you think about the guy just flipping him off? Like, I think it's funny. But again, I'm one who can laugh at a lot of things here. I know there's a lot of people who take it way too serious. Beast Ninja says, shut up, Kane. So everyone is on Hartman. Is anyone on Evander Kane's side in the chat? Sean Cosgrove, the Wild end the season versus Calgary and Colorado. I imagine they just run with the hot hand. 10 games left for someone to earn game one. Can always start the other guy if it goes poorly. I agree with that. I didn't know they finished against Calgary, Colorado. Like, I don't got the schedule in front of me. So shout out Sean for hooking it up there. I agree. I would say you probably split it. Maybe you start, you know, Talbot against Calgary. Just it's a battle of Alberta. He has played there in Edmonton. And then you give Fleury the Colorado game. And whoever plays better, you go in game number one. Kevin says Hart over Kane. That was funny. It's funny. It's good for the game. Is it not good for the game? Like, again, I'm in Oilers land here. Like, fully admitted, I'm right up by Edmonton, and everyone is losing their mind. Like, oh, it's disrespectful. Oh, my goodness, Evander Kane. You know, he'll take a licking out of, you know, Hartman. Oh, man, he wouldn't fight him one-on-one. Like, I think what Hartman said is kind of true. Is it not? Like, you know, Yamamoto and Kaprizov, have we decided on how we're saying that yet? I don't even know. Like, Kaprizov threw Yamamoto off one of those face-offs. I had a great laugh at that already. But, like, those two are getting into it all game, and all of a sudden, everyone's got to step in. And, you know, the Wild came to their teammates' defense. Look at Ryan McLeod in that situation. He wanted nothing to do with it. Like, guys aren't coming to the defense of Evander Kane. Now, is that because he's just going to stir up shit and, you know, hope everyone else backs him? Like, is that really what you want? Do you want, you know, Yamamoto and Ryan McLeod, who are on the ice getting in fights with 10 games left in the season? You know, they get their faces caved in. Like, it's kind of a stupid thing to do. Like, if you're Kane, settle it by yourself. That's the thing. Don't try to go 1-on-5 or 2-on-5. Like, you're stupid at that point. Kevin says gambling. Gerard. Kane. Yeah, that's what Kane's doing. He's gambling. Kane always does that. Yamagoto. Nugent Hopkins is good. Ivan, I agree. I think Nugent Hopkins is an awesome third liner. Like, honestly, the way that the Oilers offense is right now, he sits great on that Oilers third line. He really does. Chandler Stephenson. Leon Draisaitl looks pissy. Well, hey, he'd be pissy too if he just got clapped by the Minnesota Wild 5-1. Like, it wasn't a good game. And you know, what kind of throws me off is the turnovers by the Oilers. Like, every time they seem to face you know, a team who's got their full lineup, who puts a little bit of pressure on, you're getting stupid turnovers. Like, look at that first one. The Duncan Keith pass. Brutal. I get it. You want to blame Koskinen, and I think that there's a few where you're going, oof, big oof on that one. But so many stupid turnovers end up in the back of their net. That's what you got to figure out. You want to become a legitimate playoff team? Stop doing that against good teams. You can get away with that against the Seattle Kraken, the San Jose Sharks, the Anaheim Ducks. Once you're playing someone half decent, it ain't going to work. And so, yeah, I mean, that's my one defense, I'll say, for Oilers goaltending. Chandler seems wise. Hopkins on the third line. I think it's that depth. Because I think if, you know, you consider who the Oilers have up the middle, and you consider, you know, where their issues have been in the past, it's that third, fourth line. So if you put Nugent Hopkins on the third line with Derek Ryan and Warren Fogle, it gives you a very competent third line. You know, Draisaitl and McDavid, they can both obviously drive their own lines. You need more out of Puljujarvi. You need more out of Yamamoto. That's clear. But, you know, then Kane gets caught out there with McLeod and with Yamamoto, kind of a Heinz 57 on the ice, and all of a sudden, you know, all hell breaks loose out there. Kevin, LOL, that Duncan Keith pass. How bad was it, though, Kevin? Like, that's just a play you can't make. Isaac, is Duncan Keith good? I mean, everyone's good in the NHL. I'm not going to sit here and call players trash. I'm not going to say that they're terrible. But does he make a dumb play there? Yeah, for sure he makes a dumb play. I actually like that Keith Bouchard pairing. I think that it kind of allows, you know, Duncan Keith the opportunity to sit back and say, hey, I don't need to be moving my feet 100 miles an hour. One, because I'm closing in on seniors age, and two, because Bouchard's one of the best moving defensemen on our team. So I think Keith is a good player. I think that second line's his ceiling right now. I think that he's going to have to step it up in playoffs. You know, you can't be doing that. You're going to lose to LA in the first round or Vegas. Will says, will the Panthers win the cup? No. No, Will, we're stopping that there. No chance the Panthers win the cup. I'm not buying it. Huberto's nasty. Barkov's nasty. I don't trust Bobrovsky. I don't trust Spencer Knight. And end of the day, fool me once. I don't even know. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Something like that. Yeah, the Panthers, they're frauds. They're not winning. Bozo the Clown, losers. What's up, Bozo? Gerard. Where's Brent Seabrook? Well, he's hanging out, and he's got a few schmill in his wallet. That's where Brent Seabrook is. Stop whining. Who's whining in here? Bozo the Clown. Sasha Barkov is good. Adam always says he's the most underrated player in the league. I think we got to drop that for a while. Like, he's not underrated anymore. But I don't know. Huberto's having a better season than him. Huberto's awesome. It's probably Huberto's going to be up there, you know, when you talk about the heart. Like, just the season he's having is unbelievable. But are they actually going to drive the bus come playoffs? No, I doubt it. Oh, Bozo thinks I'm whining. Well, hey, if I'm whining, I guess that's fair. You can join the conversation anytime. Us up on Twitter as well. Hey, we're not even opening the lines here. I wasn't supposed to go past 12:30, so I'm going to be getting texts and some calls after this, but I'll take it just for you guys. Joe Thornton wants to win a cup, but he goes to the Leafs and Panthers. Chandler, I agree with you, bro. I fully agree with you. Still shocked. He's kind of a fourth-line guy. JT says, go Cowboys again. I appreciate how much JT loves the Cowboys. Dax and Ezekiel. I love when Ezekiel rocks those belly shirts. That makes me laugh. Okay, I got to get to these questions on Twitter here before I sign off, though, or else I'm going to piss off more people. Kaplan, does Pittsburgh's recent struggles have to do with their non-COVID bug? Do they have a better shot of beating Florida than New York? Well, I already answered this one, kind of. I think they got a better shot of beating New York than Florida. Like, no chance Pittsburgh's beating Florida in a series. Sean says, evolving hockey's model suggests that Edmonton goalies are only -8 in goals saved against expected, which isn't that much below average. I think that's fair, but doesn't that also show how many high-end, you know, chances they give up, Sean? Like, I'm not a advanced analytics expert here, but, like, there's also a part of me that goes, I think that those numbers are inflated because of how they play. So they face a lot more high danger chances. And yeah, I don't know. Cody Glass is all right. I like him. Shesty's elite. Why don't the Rangers have a captain? Well, who do you give the C to, Isaac? Yeah, it's probably Adam Fox at this point. But like, are you ready to give him that? Sean, I honestly think that the Oilers, their goaltending playoffs isn't going to be their biggest issue, but it's going to come bite them in the ass because there's no way Smith can handle the workload for 3-plus rounds, and there's certainly no way Mikko Koskinen can do 2-plus rounds. Michael says, I understand the Kraken are an expansion team, but why blow so many leads? Lost 5-3 to the Flames, but led 3-1 to start the third. That's just the Flames. The Flames are pretty damn good here. Like, we got to admit, Seattle, they were hot for a bit. But, you know, I don't think you can blame the Kraken fully for that. They're a young team, and the Flames are good. Lou says, trifecta of rumored coaching options in the state of Michigan, MSU and U of M and NCAA hockey, and, of course, Blassill and Detroit. Does Detroit make a coaching change? You know, okay, we talked about this a while ago, is that if Bruce Boudreau is to leave Vancouver, where could he go? Is Detroit one of those places? Would he want to work with Stevie Y? Interesting. Sports says the Oilers don't like Kane, and how many games for Hartman? Well, Hartman's not getting suspended. He flipped a guy off, and the Oilers don't like Kane. Well, I kind of brought that up of, like, I don't think they don't like Kane. Like, no one's sitting there being like, oh, man, I hate this guy. He's a douche. But there's also, I think they're kind of going, hey, why is he starting fights? We're down 5-1. Pump the brakes. No one needs to be eating knuckle sandwiches right now. AM Drive. Who's my picks for the RBC Heritage? I lost enough money betting on the Masters. I ain't betting on the RBC Heritage, wherever that is. And any wild cards like Montreal, St. Louis that could make a serious run at Lord Stanley. Maybe Vegas if they do get in. Like, I don't think Nashville. I don't think Dallas. I don't think the Kings if they get bumped down. No, not Washington either. Like, Boston? Good Boston. Now they got to figure out their own situation. So, AM Drive, I'm sorry, I got no one for you. Who wins the NBA championship? Probably the Raptors. I don't know. Toronto's a wagon, right? Tyler Cool. I'm not even going over that one. Okay, guys. Matt doesn't have a question. He just wants to say, 17 years of dominance over the Oilers continue last night as the Minnesota Wild pressed them into a turnover after turnover, made McDavid look mortal thanks to Brodin, and got brilliant games from Fiala, Hartman, and Kaprizov. Yeah, Matt, I mean, hey, that's kind of what we said. You know, when the Oilers face a good team, they're turning over the puck way too damn much, and you can't have success like that. Kyle Scott, the Blue Jackets were actually good in 2018-19. Panarin, Atkinson, Foligno, Jenner, Jones, Duchesne, Savard, Bobrovsky, and a bunch of other good players. McDermott? I don't know if that's McDavid, McDermott. I don't know. Kyle, yeah, Columbus is good, but who wants to re-sign there? No offense to Ohio. Like, there's a lot worse places in the world, but yeah, guys don't want to stay in Columbus. It's a known fact. You got to overpay guys. Look at Werenski. You know, they're... Guys like Bob, they weren't going to pay him. Panarin, they weren't going to pay him. Kind of funny to think that Chicago had Panarin at one point. Damid. Chandler Stevenson. I'm so lost here, guys. Hey, this has been fun, though. This was, you know, just one of those shows here where we wanted to just roll through 100 texts via Restream chat today. Okay, that's all right. Hey, shout out to the Hockey Pod Network for putting this on here. Download the podcast as well if you miss any of this. Chandler says, why doesn't anyone want to be in Columbus? Well, go live in Ohio. It's a college town. Oh, he's calling McDavid. Man. McDavid. Oh, okay. Well, man, that's, geez, kids these days, they got me fooled. I'm messing. Come on, guys. McDavid's one of the best in the world. Breadman's elite. Why doesn't anyone want to live in Columbus, though? Because Ohio State dominates. You're like third, fourth fiddle to the Cleveland, what's the baseball team now? They're not the Indians anymore. They're the Guardians. The heck are they? I don't even know what. What's Cleveland's baseball team? Get in the chat right now. Breadman's elite. I don't know. I just think Ohio, obviously, it's not that thrilling of a place to live. And again, you're fourth, fifth, sixth down the line. Not exactly that great of a hockey place to be. They're going to have success. They've got dedicated fans, but it's not a place where you can profit. If you're a guy with a family and you got a choice to choose where you live, Ohio is probably the 50th state. Okay, maybe not. Maybe it's between like 40 and 45. Columbus, forgot they had an NHL team. Isaac Frost. Okay, that's a good one. Hey, Isaac, you win comment of the day. We will leave it there. Okay, we're going to head off though. Hey, appreciate everyone who chimed in today. always makes the shows fun. They make him go by Wednesdays are the best because of you. Shout out to Pro Rock. Be sure to, you know, go pick up a Pro Rock stick. They hook it up. It's the best price. Good Canadian company coming out of Winnipeg as well. You get a pro-level, top-of-the-line stick at an awesome price. Quackstats, the most advanced player tracking technology, DraftKings. Shout out to them. Use promo code THPN when signing up. Everybody knows about DraftKings, and now you got a chance to support us, World Hockey Report, and the Hockey Podcast Network. Just punch in promo code THPN. Be sure to check out Canucks Lunch as well on the Hockey Pod Network tonight. We talk good sports on 12-ounce sports. Andrew, quickly, what's my team? How am I doing? Oh, man, Andrew, we don't got time to dive into it again. I said Calgary because of Kippersoff as a kid. I don't got a favorite team anymore. Shout out, JT. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, everyone. Same time, same place. Be kind. Be better. Two titles are up for grabs on the stacked UFC 273 fight card. Join the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New customers can bet just $5 on any fighter and get $100 in free bets, win or lose, guaranteed. If the sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on the excitement. Everyone can play for a share of millions in prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy MMA contest. DraftKings safe, secure, reliable. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Throw down $5 on UFC 273 and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN this Saturday at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. 21 plus restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Take your game to the next level with Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Pro Rock is changing the way we buy top-of-the-line twigs. They're lightweight, balanced, and provide the perfect kick point, whether you're a pro hockey player or a beer league legend. Pro Rock Hockey Sticks are made for you. They're at a price point you can't beat, so check them out today at ProRock.com. Play like a Pro Rock.